Maseches Maaseres, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnahs continue discussing when the times for different produce, when they become hukvah l'maaser, that they now are obligated maaser and you can't snack from them anymore without taking off the proper maaseres. So this Mishnah discusses wine and oil. And wine, the way they would make the wine, they would step on the grapes and crush them in an upper level area in the wine press. Then the juice from the grapes would drip down through a pipe into a vat beneath that would then ferment there. And during the fermentation process, the seeds and peels that had flowed down into the vat would float up to the top of the vat. So the Mishnah says, Hayayin, wine, when is wine considered hukvah l'maaser, that it's set for maaser, is misha yikafe, when he skims off the seeds and peels from the vat down below. In the after the wine runs down, the grape juice runs down into the vat, and it ferments for some while, the seeds and peels rise up, he skims them off, and it's now set for maaser. Afal pi shekipa, even though he skimmed the wine down below and he skimmed off these seeds and peels, still kelet menagas al yaina, he's still able to collect wine from the upper part of the wine press where he steps on the grapes up on top, umenat sinner, and also from the pipe between the upper area and the lower area, he can collect wine from there, v'sheis, and he can still drink that in a snacking fashion because that part is not yet hukvah l'maaser, only the part down below in the vat. The Mishnah now speaks about oil. The oil, they would first crush the grapes, and then they would put it in a sack and put heavy wood beams on top of the sack to press out the oil from the pulp of this crushed grapes, the crushed olives. They would crush the olives, put them in a sack, put a wood beam on them, squeeze out the oil from the olive pulp, and then the oil would run down again into a vat down beneath in the ground. So Hashemen, the oils, Mishayered L'Uka, once it goes down into the Uka, this vat that was down below that the oil ran into, so that was already considered a Hukvah L'Maaser, a finished process. Afal Pi Sheyared, and even though it ran down already into the trough, Neitel Min HaEkel, he can still take oil from the sack. U Mibein HaMemel, and from underneath between the millstones that were used to crush the olives in the beginning of the process, Umibein HaPatsim, and from between the boards of wood that were used to press the crushed olives. So he can take from the oil from those places, because in those places it hasn't yet finished the processing. The Mishnah now discusses what he can do with that oil, and specifically regarding cooking. One is not allowed to, once someone cooks the produce, then they automatically become hukvah l'maaser, and he would no longer be able to snack with them. So the Mishnah discusses putting it in different hot areas that are not yet considered cooking status. So he can take the oil, v'naisein l'chamita, he can put it onto a hot wafer, even though the wafer was taken out of the oven and it's hot, and he puts the oil on it and somewhat's getting cooked on that wafer, that's not a problem, that's not considered cooking. U'tamchui, he can put it into his food dish of his cooked food that he's eating. This is a klisheni, and it's not considered cooking up the oil, and therefore it's not going to become set l'maaser, set for maaser, and he can still eat it in a stacking fashion. Aba la yitain la kadera, but he shouldn't put it into the actual pot that he's cooking with. U lalafis, or into a frying pan, kishain reiskin, when they're still boiling hot, and to put it into the kli rishon, because that's going to be cooking the oil, and then it will become hukvah l'maaser, and then he's going to have to take off maaseres before he can eat from it. Rabbi Yehuda says, lakolu naisin, he can put it into anything. He can even put it into the hot pot or the hot frying pan. Chutz midavar sheish b'chemetz v'tzir, unless it has a vinegar or brine, which makes the oil cook quicker, and then it will get cooked. But other than that, he's allowed to put it into these pots or pans, even if they're hot, as long as they're not on the fire. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only considered cooking it when it's on the fire, but if it's not on the fire, even if it's the kli rishon, he can still put the oil into that pot or pan, as long as there's no vinegar or brine, and and it's not going to be considered cooked, and it won't yet become obligated to Meiser, and he can still eat from it before taking off Trumas and Meisers. Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah discusses figs, dried figs. Although we mentioned the dried fruit, we mentioned in Mishnah Vav that once it dries and is piled, it becomes set for Meiser. But figs, they would form them. They would put them in molds, form them in different shapes, and their processing wasn't done just when they dried. So the Mishnah says, Ha'igol, the round cakes that they would make from dried figs, Mishiach Likanu, when they would smooth it out, they would smear a fruit juice on top, on the tops of these cakes. And when they glazed the tops of these cakes with the fruit juice, so that would be the finishing of the process, and then it would be set for Meiser. The Mishnah discusses what they could use, what types of juices could be used to smear on top of the fig cakes. Machlikim b'te'enim u'ba'anavim shel tavel. You're allowed to glaze the figs by rubbing with figs and grapes from tavel. Even though these figs and grapes are tavel, and the juice that's coming out of them is juice that's coming from tavel produce, the Tanna Kamma holds that it's not a problem. The juice is not being gathered and doesn't get its own status as tevel, and he can smear with this produce, tevel produce, on the fig cakes. Rabbi Yehuda forbids it, and he looks at it that the juice from these figs and grapes that are being smeared on here are juice from tevel fruit and need to be treated as such, and he would have to take off the proper trumas and meisers from this tevel. The Mishnah continues, Hamachlik ba'anavim, if somebody glazes the fig cakes with grapes and he's now wetting them with the grape juice from these grapes that he's squeezing out on the fig cakes, loy hukshar, they do not become hukshar the kabbal tumah, they don't become susceptible to being a kabbal tumah, even though grape juice, wine, is one of the seven liquids that will make something susceptible to being a kabbal tumah. But over here, similar to the last thing that we mentioned, the juice is not being gathered and doesn't get a significance as its own fruit juice, and therefore as a grape juice here, and therefore it won't make the fig cakes susceptible to be makabel tuma. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Hochser, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, similar to the last halacha, and he says that it will become Hochser makabel tuma. He does give a chashivas, an importance, to this liquid that's being squeezed out of the grapes, and it is considered a yain that will make it Hochser makabel tuma. Hagregreis, dried figs. These are dried figs that are not being made into cakes. Misha Yadush, once they're squashed into the mold or the barrel that they're squashed into, at that point in time, they become hukshir, they become hukvel a meiser, they're set now for meiser, you can no longer snack on them. Umagura, and when he's putting them into a storehouse, Misha Agel, once he smooths off the pile in the storeroom, they're now Kavua Lameiser. Hayadash Bechavis, if he was pressing it into a barrel, Uma'agul B'magur, if he was smoothing a pile in a storeroom, and he didn't yet finish the process, and Nishbar Achavis, the barrel broke that he was pressing it into, and now he has to start again and take it down and put it in a different barrel. Or V'niftacha Magura, the storehouse broke open, and he now has to store it somewhere else. And part of it was already stored that he's going to now have to remove, and part of it had not yet finished the storing process. So the Mishnah says, L'yechel me marai, he cannot snack from the part that he already processed, even though it's now broken open, it still was once processed, and he cannot eat from that, even though he didn't finish the process with the rest of the produce. Rabbi Yasi Mater, Rabbi Yasi permits him to eat from it, because he looks at it that the process has not yet finished until all the figs that he was storing away here, and since the process is not finished, he can still snack from them. They're not yet kavula meiser.